Hello, and welcome to Mimics and Math Rocks. My name is Connor, and I am your GM. And with me tonight, I have...
me, Rune. I play Croak, the Ratfolk Barbarian.
Hi, I'm Blue. I'm also here. I play Ula, the Artificer Echocra.
And I'm Sonia. I play Lilith, the Drow Ranger.
And I'm Koi. I play Tasha, the Human Cleric.
Wonderful. So, last we saw our little gemlins, they were in the swamp. And in the swamp, they were... they met quite a few colourful creatures. Among them, undeads and a couple something-something demons, something-something evil. And a... a very, very angry water doggy who jumped up and ate Lilith for a brief period before everyone teamed up and destroyed it. Krauk also killed a small little man who was who was just shooting needles at everyone. But yeah, we jump back into the scene where Lilith and Tasha are on a little island, panting and bloody, and there's water and goop everywhere. Krauk is on quote-unquote mainland, and so is Ulad because he can fly.
Cheater. Well, nothing of that. It tasted good. You guys okay over there? Oh my god, Ulad, they're dead!
I think they might be. Maybe they went deaf. There was a lot of noise.
No, I'm fine. Just making sure my insides actually stay inside.
Oh, yeah. That's a good trick.
Thanks. My favorite party trick.
Yeah. I think I got some of this, like, gunk in my ears. Or, I don't know. It might be, like, dog blood. I don't know.
Could be dog blood.
Yeah.
It's kind of intense. I feel it, like, dripping down my neck. I don't like this.
This is getting quite visceral.
Yeah.
Dearest DM, has any of us ever seen a creature like this before?
Possibly.
Or heard of one?
Possibly.
Can we roll
would
something?
Someone like... Yes, a knowledge nature or knowledge...
I would love to.
Dungeoneering? Do you guys have dungeoneering?
We don't have dungeons.
Knowledge isn't a thing in D&D also.
Just nature.
Well, we have nature or history, which is the closest to dungeoneering, I guess. Or survival. But I'll gladly roll nature.
I'll roll nature as well.
Can I guidance myself?
Yeah.
Yay.
19.
It didn't help. 9.
Damn.
3.
Oh, damn.
24. Damn!
I saw 19, and I was like, I'm going to roll a 1 now, and then... I didn't.
Nah, we're just yelling at each other. It's like, hey, so have you seen this before?
You've read a lot of books, Ula.
Yeah, Ula, you're a nerd, right?
You ate a lot of things. I am a nerd.
Yes.
I pride myself in that.
Yes, that's, of course.
That's nice. Lilith and Ula both recognize this as a slightly altered creature known as a Gruff.
Gruff?
A Gruff.
That's
proper Gruff.
That's adorable. That sounds adorable.
It sounds adorable, but it is...
It's
you
not.
Know.
I mean, Lilith knows it's not adorable, considering that it tried to consume her.
Yeah, you saw its insides.
But yes.
You know what happens when consumerism takes over?
Absolutely.
How does one spell Gruff? G-R-U-F-F?
Yes. No, Gruff. O instead of
Gruff.
U. Gruff.
Does it make that sound too? That kind
at
of
the moment, it's making a
well,
sort of sound.
Because it's dead, hopefully.
Yeah.
Does it have a child?
Do you want it to have a child?
No, thanks. No.
Do you want to raise one as your own?
We could call Lilith its child. She came from inside it.
I'm going. True. Okay, no, absolutely not.
But no, it doesn't have a child, as these are plants, and plants don't normally have children the same way as anything else. At the moment, no, there's no child growth available.
Which is probably for the better.
You could always try to grow one if you wanted.
Oh, we can use the Drow Matriarch's growing room for that.
Yeah, I'm sure she's very helpful right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of which, we should probably head back. Are you okay to travel, Lilith?
Yep, I'm fine. Let's just get out of the swamp. I don't want to be here any longer. Really, just...
Yep, okay. Yeah. Anyone else hurt? Injured?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah. Cool. Lilith, could you, like... I know you're hurt now, but can you, like, give me a hand getting across this swamp? I'm not. I can't. It's too far.
Do you want to piggyback on me then?
Yeah.
No, all right.
She wants the Princess Carrie, obviously.
Okay, do you want Princess Carrie or piggyback?
I can do Princess Carrie. All right. Because that way you can keep like even my boots higher above the swamp.
All right. She's gonna swoop Tasha up and Princess Carrie her.
Tasha's gonna hold around like Lilith's neck, like a child.
Lovingly,
she's going to jump across.
Okay.
Okay. Guidance on Lilith.
Do you want a strength check?
Well, what are you doing? Are you?
I'm just princess carrying her. I'm just carrying.
Yeah,
her.
No, you can carry Tasha, no problem.
Awesome. I'll carry Tasha. So it's just. All right, so,
Well, this brings back memories.
Shut up, Krunk. Let's go.
Does it?
Shutting up.
Memories.
What memories in
the beach?
We don't talk about the beach.
Okay.
We continue walking the way we were walking before we got attacked by a water dog.
Yeah. Quick jog through the entire island.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling, Lilith? You took quite a beating.
Pain. She's still in pain. The bleeding has stopped, but that doesn't mean that the pain is all gone. She's just ready to get out of the swamp and just get things done and over with. So she can have a little bit of time to just take a breath and, you know, relax. She's fine, just in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bit more irritable than normal, but it could be just drow things or because she's actually just tired. So, hard to tell.
Yeah, understand. Ulad, you are very hurt. Like, Lilith was very hurt, but she's been healed up by all three healers, including herself. But you haven't gotten as generous a healing.
Don't think I got any healing.
Yeah, I don't think you got any either.
he flew from the small island towards the bigger island, landed facing Lilith and Tasha and looking at the sinking Groff, and then as Krelk walks by, he turns around and suddenly notices like a giant gash along his side and searing pain. It's like, all right, I got bit. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, look at that.
And I will grab my pistol and like take a small thread. No, what's that called? I don't know the word. Wire. It's not a hard word. I take a small wire from the rifle and just attach it to my shoulder and then flip some dials, push some buttons, and then it pulses with a pinkish light. And I cast, what's it called? Cure wounds on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am painfully aware that I am at 5 for the, chaos roll.
This could
it's end. It's fine.
It's fine.
I heal for 10, so that's probably enough. Now let's see if I explode.
Yeah.
I haven't yet. And I continue not to. Natural 20.
Hooray!
Hooray! It raises to 6. I'm horrified.
Don't worry. It will reset eventually.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, it's one of the things I built in. I keep getting hit, so I figured I should have something to fix me up again.
That's...
Yeah, good thinking.
It was Lena's idea. I can't claim credit.
Oh, well, you can still claim credit, but you didn't, because you said who did it. Because you're a proper stand-up guy, right? Anyways, let's get out of this goddamn swamp. Stinky.
Didn't you have a bar of soap?
Yeah, what's that got to do with it?
Never mind. Let's just walk.
Half expecting him to say, are you hungry?
Well, it wasn't.
You have your own food.
Scamper off. No.
No. All right. So last time we decided, well, you decided to take the shortest route possible, which led you into the thickest of the swamp and stuff. And that also means that if you want, you can, well, regardless. Are you guys going to be jogging, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know how fast I can jog since I'm carrying lovely Princess Tasha with me.
I figure you put her down after you cross the water.
Yeah.
Tasha wouldn't ask to be put down.
I mean, I'm just
so spoiled.
Talking about euthanasia.
Oh, I was like, wait, where did that come from? Huh? What?
Lilith will just carry her until she gets tired and then just gently put her down after a while. But she'll carry Tasha for as long as she's able.
Very
it's a good
neat.
Good way to earn brownie points with her, I guess.
Yay. You're not at full HP yet, are you?
I am at 22 out of 38, so... But it's good.
Tasha will toss a cure wound just, like, on your shoulder or on your back while you're carrying her.
That's very nice, Tasha. Thank you.
As a thank you, you know.
I very much imagine Tasha with the Puss in Boots eyes just looking up at Lena.
Yeah.
Heals you for 4.
Oh, bless you.
Cool, but I would love an athletics to see how long you...
with guidance?
Please.
With guidance, I mean, you're connected to the source, so it makes sense.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a...
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
That's a 5.
Yeah, so... Makes sense.
Not an awful long, but at least, like, away from the water.
And yeah, Lilith is... she's very dexy, but pure strength is not one of her
characteristics. It's not her forte, and it's also... She's also been in combat recently, so...
Yeah, so she carries Tasha kindly out of the worst of the moisture. And yeah, gets a little
carries heavy. Tasha runs 5 more for 2 more minutes and just goes, wait, hang on, what the fuck am I doing? You have legs.
But yeah, you put her down and walk continues. If you guys want to have a conversation whilst you walk, that's fine. Otherwise, just, you know, time will pass and you guys are leaving the swamp, getting into more firmer ground, into more of a foresty area. And...
Ulad will quiz Lilith about what it's like to be inside the gruff. If she noticed anything, any glands.
Did I notice any glands? Anything? Any medical questions I can answer, Ula?
Sure. You saw some blue stuffs that were growing around and inside of the gruff that seemed like they were sort of like glands.
Yeah.
They were gross.
Yep, they were absolutely disgusting, and they were blue, and they were growing inside of it. Any more questions?
It's just curious. Blue isn't a very common natural color.
No, it's not.
I guess in some flowers it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Okay. But I don't know about the insides of a plant dog. I don't usually would like to be inside its mouth, you know.
I would agree, which is why it's rare opportunity that you were.
Yeah, it was chompy. It had lots of teeth, I think. It was slimy and blue. That's all the information I can give.
Oh, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Jogging next to everybody, pulls out the map. Well, we're gonna pass this thing. Points at the map at the Fram's hot springs. What is this?
It says hot springs, but I don't know. Tasha.
Yeah, Tasha.
Yeah, it's like a spa. I've been there a few times. It's like, it's really nice. It's so relaxing. They got like a steam room and a cold room and an ice room and a hot room. And they got like massages and they'll do like manicures and stuff. And they've got these like jacuzzis and you can swim with otters.
What? That sounds awesome.
Hey. Yeah, it's great. We should totally stop by on the way back.
Yeah, how long do we have? Because we're making good time. I think.
I think we have about 2.5 days left.
If we were in person, as you were saying all these things, I would be slowly turning to look at you with a death stare.
Yeah, I don't know any of this. I'm making it all up, and I'm making it canon. Like with the rolling hills.
Yeah, Koi is too powerful.
The yes and is strong in this group.
I'm just waiting.
Connor is powerless to stop us.
I'm waiting for the day where all of this is going to bite us in the ass.
Oh, for sure.
It's like the big bad evil guy, the final big bad evil guy for this campaign. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be our damn show.
The altar that we saw in the hot spring.
No, the show phone as well. We've given that thing much power.
No, it's what the altars use to listen in on every conversation that we have. Because altars love shells. It's a conspiracy, folks.
I mean, it's...
Wake up, sheeple.
It's the altar network.
It's obviously going to be... Yeah, it's gonna be Pyrrha riding a rolling hill while throwing otters at us.
Holding shell phones.
Of course.
You can think what you want.
The shell phone.
I'll sit here knowing that the true enemy is gonna be Karma, and it's coming for you, bitches.
Oh, I thought the true enemy was planning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I still kind of think it's Kralk.
let's get to the hot springs.
Well, if...
I don't know what that means.
All
right. I get it. It'll be so nice. Like, so relaxing.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on the time then. I know... Sorry. I'm just being extra careful and being extra paranoid.
That's a good point. I don't want to be... Yeah, I don't want to be sold off to some kind of fae because we spent too much time chilling at hot springs.
Yeah, I also don't think I can actually properly relax anywhere until I get this done, so...
Yeah, but, like, we have 2 days, and it's going to take us, like, half a day
getting back to
15. So if we stop by the hot springs for a little bit, we're not exactly going to get late.
No, but yeah. We could maybe also find trouble at the hot springs, considering that we find trouble quite often as we walk into places.
But that trouble would just have to wait. We're busy.
But I think if we like walked into 15, smelling like a swamp, I mean... I've got a reputation to maintain here.
All right, fine.
Yeah, and I don't think that the high drow lady is going to, like, appreciate us if we, like, drag Swamp into her house. And they have, like, crystals, which supposedly have, like, healing properties or something. I don't know. Which might help with your, like, injuries. I don't know. Or they could just like rub salt into it. I don't know what they do.
Can you just do that little weird flex you do and all the dirt goes poof off of you?
Yeah, I can do that for me, but like I can't do that for you, Kralk. You're too far gone.
I think that was rude. Anyways, I'm up for stopping by the hot springs just to at least see what's up. It's on the way anyways.
Yeah. I suppose we can scout it out, but I agree that we shouldn't hang around for too long.
Yeah.
We are on a tight schedule. We can always come take a chill day later.
I just want to check if I know any of the otters.
You can speak with otters?
You can?
I've never tried.
Then I'm sure you're excellent at it.
Wow. Y'all are great.
This is a fever dream.
Well, let's raise the temperature. Y'all walk for many, many hours, like 4 or 5. And
that's a lot of hours.
Yeah, you guys can do me a constitution check.
Woo!
Ooh. Okay.
Check or save?
Just a check.
21. We're just
okay.
Checking in how good you guys are moving along.
So that one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
For a total of 3.
That's an 18.
Also an 18.
But Ulla will be flying, actually.
Yeah, that's the whole B movie conversation. Why don't you fly everywhere? Why don't you run everywhere? It's like, you know.
He will fly part of the way, but his condition is shit, apparently.
Yeah, Dasha will princess carry him.
If humans could fly, I'd be in such great shape. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd probably still be lazy.
Yeah, same probably.
But it'd probably be like Olympic level.
It could also just be that
I want to fly.
Ulad has gotten really hurt in the wing area specifically after the fight. That is probably leading to a lot more struggles whilst flying, which means that it takes a lot more effort, which means that, you know, a lot of energy has been drained. Also, Ulad is very much not a combatant and has been in a lot of combat lately. Mm-hmm. It's draining having to fight for your life.
Indeed. I had some time to heal, and then I instantly got a big gash along my side again.
Mm.
Right, yeah.
But it's all right. As you start to move along, you come across a nice area. I say nice. It's very close to the volcano itself, the Sanguine Pillar, which raises up towards the sky, bursting with lava, just splattering a little bit. But you guys are very much in safe distance from that place. Place of danger. The sides of the volcano are rumored to house lots of dangerous creatures, among them elementals and fire-resistant lizards and beasties and things that have a weird texture. If you were to bite them, it's horrifying.
I feel like part of that information... Yeah, I feel like part of that information was very targeted.
Oh, yes. But I imagine that's what someone had to tell Krelk in order to make him not go up the mountain. But as the sun is starting to do its move down the sky to disappear, not quite yet, you still have a few hours, you do see a lovely building that has been perched upon a stone outcropping. It's lit by small fires that are bursting from the grounds around it. And it's all reflected in beautiful, very blue water. And the water itself is not more blue. It's the crystals and minerals inside of the water that gives it a very, very particular color, like as if a child has colored it in with coloring pencils. Like, it's the very, very standard blue that you would put in there. Water flows everywhere here. And steam is just coming out of the center of this building, which may or may not be open in the middle. It's quite large. It's a few hundred feet in all directions, and all of the lights have a beautiful orange glow coming out of them as it is now nearing darker times of the day. And there are actually a few people here. And there's a little path. You have to walk down to the road to get to the path because you guys are coming straight out of the forest. which leads in a little windy, very extravagant, very pretty road up to the bathhouse. And it does say, as there's a little arrow pointing up with a neatly carved sign, it says Fram's Hot Springs.
Hmm. Connor, just to make perfectly sure, how much time do we have to deliver these mushrooms?
You have 3 days, I believe, because first day was yesterday.
Yeah.
And you had 4 days, 2 days up and 2 days back.
Given it's now coming to nighttime, we have two more days, right?
Yes. So even if you were to stay here all night, you would still have two full days to get back to Fifton, which is like 6 hours away. Maybe five if you jogged. Maybe four if you jogged.
Yeah, we could take the path.
Mm-hmm. Which would also speed up everything quite nicely.
It does take us closer to Wellick, but I don't mind.
When we like emerge from the bushes and spot this building, Ula's like, okay, so after walking for a long day, I would quite like to take a rest here.
Yeah, they have like really cool rooms and they give you like heated beds and stuff. It's so nice, it's so comfy, and like the sheets are so smooth.
That sounds delightful.
Oh yeah.
Can we stay, Lilith? Can we?
Oh, please.
Fine, but we're leaving first thing in the
first light.
First light. Okay?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, crap. Does this thing cost, what do you call it, money?
Yeah, but you have quite a bit, and I have quite a bit.
Yeah, I have.
Wait, some. I have money?
Yeah, I tell you what. It could be my treat. I really want to go. Yeah, it can be my treat. As a thank you, Lilith, for like carrying me out of the swamp. That was really nice.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, just, I'm not gonna say no to a free for a free anything.
It's very nice of you, Tasha.
Can I pay for food and beverages then?
I mean, if you want it, sure.
I feel like that's going to quickly become the most expensive tab.
Yeah, that's okay.
Tasha checks her hip flask and like shakes it. Empty.
Well, you also have a lot of hip flasks in Ulad.
I do. I have a lot of massive bottles of drow wine.
Oof.
Yeah. I have an entire bottle of just like hella strong liquor in my rucksack. But the hip flask is empty.
You can fill it up for free.
Don't yeah.
The explosions. It's all good.
Well, okay, let's go. I start walking up the path.
Tasha starts skipping.
Wonderful.
And like, over the last turn around, grinning, start skipping backwards, like clapping her hands.
I think since the first hour that we were walking, Ulad has been consistently slowing down. So at this point, he's moving quite slow.
Yeah. You walk up the lovely path. It goes up past, up around the waters. There's a little bit of ponds that you could almost reach your hands into if you tried to go and touch it. But there are signs around that says, like, careful, volcanic water, very hot. But there's
that won't stop me. I can't read. My aquaphobia will stop me, however.
Ah, there we go. You do also have the fact that a lot of the fires that are around, just bubbling and sparking, it's not too bad. It's could be worse. Like, they're quite close often. Like, suddenly there's a huge pop and there's like a a little geyser of smoke and steam pop up with a little flame out of them. But it seems that whatever is going on with this pretty path, you guys are always exactly far enough away to not get hurt. As long as you stay on it. And as you get up to the building, there is a man who stands at the door and greets you and says, "Hello, hello, welcome. Oh, Tasha, welcome back. Thank you for coming to visit us again."
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I just love it here. The vibe is so nice.
Yes, he will bow to everyone else, like, "Hello, I am Gerard, and I will show you the way. Come with me, and I will bring you the menus. Please have a seat in the waiting room, and we shall be right there."
Cool.
So he walks, turns on the heel, walks into the building. Again, all this is like very, very nice wood. It's very well maintained. The doors are wide open at the moment. There's like a balcony going around with, like, you know, the very neatly carved railings going around that again. Was someone going to ask something?
Yeah, like spa music being played?
Yeah, I guess you would hear it from here. There is music being played, yes.
Okay.
It's very, very plink plonky.
Mm-hmm.
Quick pause.
Delightful. Oh,
don't stop the recording, just...
I put an image of the area in the chat.
Looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. Oh! Ooh, that is neat. I guess open original and save to the...
Ooh.
Mimics and Mathrogs place.
Very pretty.
Okay. We're back.
Yep. You walk into a smaller room. It's quite pretty and contained. What's the word?
Pristine?
It's pretty and, like, cut off from all the rest of the building.
Serene?
Secluded?
Isolated. Yeah. It's very pretty and isolated from all that's going on around it, but there is music coming in from one of the open doors. Tasha, you would recognize this as the dining room, where they have live music and food is served continuously throughout the day. And as you sit on very plump and very, very expensive pillows, Gerard comes back to you and he's there. He's got his little black and white outfit, looks very clean and looks like he's there having the time of his life. He's so glad to be here and he's so glad to serve you guys. Yes, here you go. And he hands out the menus to each of you. And you see, well, most of you understand this to be a menu of different treatments that you can get, where, you know, facials, mani, pedi, different massages, different exclusive hot springs, different sort of, if you want, if you have the tolerance, you can have a dip in the lava springs as well. There's an all open source of lava that you can dip yourselves into, but you know, that's more for the more monstrous clientele. There's a few overnight packages if you wanted to do that. There's an inside gym where they've equipped things, but like you can turn up the heating in your particular cubicle. There's, of course, the ice rooms. There's, of course, the the heat rooms. It's everything Tasha described. There is one that says the otter session.
Do you regret having me on the show, Connor?
No. I'm going to have my revenge.
They've changed it up. Eagle Heel makes it. It's all flaming otters.
But yeah, lots and lots of different packages like to get different things in. And rooms range from 20 gold up to 100. But each of them do include food and access to the basic amenities. If you want like special procedures, that would cost like a little bit more, depending on what you want. I will give you like a list of, or I'll give you a price if you so desire. But once you have the rooms, you get access to the dining room as well, which has a, not no limit, but, you know, a reasonable no limit to how much you can get.
Theoretically, more than enough. Practically, we might need to pay extra.
Mm. But yes, the whole building facility on a stone outcropping, it has several floors below ground level, but it also has an upstairs bit, which has, you know, just the water flowing through it, very neat and open. At the moment, it's starting to purple the skies, you know, the sun getting ready to set, especially since you guys did actually decide on spending the night here. Your pace really slowed down, so it was more comfortable for everyone. No. It's like, we're going to be spending the night here, so there's no reason we should hurry, sort of thing. So, yeah.
And before they close, we're lucky it's a 24-hour thing.
So, like I said, basic rooms are 20. You can have a deluxe package at 40. And then if you want some crazy stuff, you can get the royal treatment is the one at 100, and then there's the fabulous phantasmal facilities at 80 gold.
I don't know what any of this is. Yeah.
I don't
help!
I'm happy to just have a normal room. I don't know if any of you want anything special in particular.
I'm good with just a normal room and maybe just a dip in one of the not lethal part of the hot springs, I guess.
Yeah, I'll have the deluxe. So it includes like the jacuzzi and the massage.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I need to get my like shoulder blades worked out.
Oh yes.
It's been a while since I last got it done here.
Would you like Tobias again or would you like Geraldine?
Oh, I'll have Geraldine, please.
Oh, Geraldine. Very good, very good.
Kralk is full on turned into a question mark.
Hey, Lilith.
Yeah?
What is this place?
It's a place for you to relax and get some rest.
They gave me like a flippy floppy piece of paper. I don't know what...
Oh, right, you can't read.
Yeah, no.
Well, do you want fancy massages and stuff?
What's a massage?
Someone aggressively, like, kneading your skin, like they're kneading dough, but it's supposed to be relaxing.
It's like head pats, but, like, more.
Yeah, that. Head pats, but more. And also not just exclusively on your head.
Huh. Well, that sounds fucking cool. Like, how hard do they do it?
You can decide yourself, sir. Yes. Just like...
Oh!
Our almost patron, Taja, would attest. You can decide yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so one of those. You said something about a dip? What's that?
Yeah.
Swimming.
The hot... dip. Yes.
In the we have springs.
A lot of different pools and springs that you can take a gander and have a little swim in, but not all of them are accessible.
Do but you some have a list of the pools accessible and how much they are?
Yes, if you would not like a full package, then we have, of course, the all access if you just want to hang around for the day and not stay the night. We have the regular aqua facilities for 10 gold. If you want the private pool, so that's going to be a 20 gold. And if you want a more one of our high quality healing pods, then it will be a 30 gold price tag, if you do not wish to have a room as well.
I think I'll just...
Ooh, that perks up at the mention of healing pods.
I can be one again?
I...
Does it fix brain hurts?
Oh, sweetheart.
Why, yes indeed, sir. We are specially designed to fix the brain hurtings.
Well, I'll take the regular room package for 20, at least, and the private pool thingy for 20, if that's okay.
Ah, if you're staying the night, then it is included, of course.
Oh, awesome. Great. Is the private pools or just the... So if I get the regular
room... The regular room includes the public facilities.
What if I want a private facility? How much extra would that cost?
Just an extra 5 gold, since you are staying with us as a guest, of course.
All right, I'll do that then. Just the regular room package and the extra private area for me, at least.
Wonderful. Very good. Thank you so much.
Tasha, want to pay for this? Because I can pay for my part, no problem.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. All right. It's on me.
That's a lot of gold, though.
It's okay. A lot of gold.
I would like a regular room and a healing pod, please.
And a healing pod. All right. As part of your package. You can have a full therapy session if you wish to do that.
Oh my god, they offer therapy here?
Yes.
Fully equipped to fix the brain hurt. Did you not hear the man?
Where is this in real life when we need it?
Non-existent. It's fantasy.
Wow, D&D really lets us live out the things that we can't in real life. Like proper therapy.
Waking up fully rested.
Having lots of money. Actually having access to like therapy that fixed the brain hurt.
Almost good dying stuff. Every second day.
Mm.
Yeah, awesome.
Part of the joy.
So would you like to have the healing accoutrement added to your stay, sir?
Yes, please.
All right, I will write down healing port, auto session, and extra nourishment.
Okay.
And for your good sir?
Yeah, okay. I'll regular room. Someone to need me like dough, I suppose.
Mm.
Hot room and access to the gym.
Very good, sir. Would you like some complimentary soaps, or do you have any yourself?
I have a soap, but I also have a severe fear of water, so I don't know. Wait, soap? What's soap got to do with this?
Soap is for cleaning, sir. You put it on your body, and then you scrub it in, and then remove it when you are finished doing the scrubbing. It makes the poisonous bacteria on your skin go away.
Most people use it for something else than just smelling, Croak.
Ha!
Gerard, do you have any, like, dry soap? Like dry shampoo where you, like, put it in, but then you don't have to wash it off? It just sits there?
Of course.
Everybody's setting Croak. Yeah, Croak is just getting a sand bath.
Is he a chinchilla?
Chinchilla.
Yeah,
I take them all the time.
Cool. Yeah, okay. One of those. And the food and such is with the house, the room, right?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Cool. It's going to be cool. Going to get my ass handed to me.
Indeed, sir.
I love him.
So
best boy.
Tasha, we shall do payment now, or would you like to do it at a later time?
Yeah, we can do it at a later time.
Oh,
right. Why don't you come find me and like I'll go to my usual room, I guess.
Of course. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Why don't you just join me up there in like 5 minutes and we can sort it out then, just the two of us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That sounded so sketchy. But
yes. I was going to say, Wiggle's eyebrow aggressively.
Really? Something Tasha says or does sounds super sketchy? Who would have thought?
That's so weird and out of character.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
So never happened before.
What was that? You wanted to massage gym access. Was there a third thing? I believe there was a third thing.
Hot room.
Hot room?
Hot room.
So how does it get? Without, you know, killing me.
Yeah. I mean, Jared got it. I didn't get it because I'm
a
small boy.
He's a very good service-minded individual.
Mm. okie dokie. So, you, Jared starts to show the rest of you to the regular rooms as he gives a bow to Tasha. She knows where she's going. And he takes you down a different wing as Tasha goes to a flight of stairs that leads up. And
goodbye, Tasha.
You will be able to find her, definitely. If you ask me at the reception, I will, of course, give you exactly the room number and such.
It's incredible how often we manage to split the party.
He takes you to a lovely balcony sort of area. It's all glassed up so that you can look out. There is a door that you can access to walk onto this balcony, sit down, have a rest, look at the sun as it sets across the ocean. Each of your doors or rooms have doors leading. As soon as you open it out, you would see the forest down below you leading into the ocean and up into the sky, wherever the sun or moon may be at the time. It's all very neat. And you all get rooms next to each other, room 3, 4, and 5.
Dibs on 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Haha, joke's on you. 4 was the trapped one.
Someone has a favorite number.
I don't, but Ula does.
I don't, he says, having bragged about his pie.
I only know pi up to 5 digits.
My favorite number is 32.
Mm. Mine is 113.
Oh.
Oh.
Spicy.
I didn't know
triple we had digits. You don't hear that often.
I know, right?
I'm a psychopath and I don't have a favorite number, unfortunately.
Not even 69. It's fine.
Of course it is, you child.
I didn't hear what Blue said, but I think I have a hunch of what.
Oh, I said not even 69. I'm a simple boy.
You are.
It is the funny number.
You are a child. Oh my god.
Yes.
But yes. So, all of you take your rooms and you find inside there you have a shower, which is an ovaled stone, almost like a...
I don't know.
What's it called? What do you have?
I don't know.
What do you have soup in?
Bowl?
A bowl.
A bowl?
Yes. So you have
you,
a shower that's a bowl. It just floats at the very top of the wash closet, and then when you want to turn it on, you just flipped it over, and water would just fall out of it continuously. And when you're done, you just flip it back up again. There's a few very simple basic soaps in here with a little menu card if you want to order something more exclusive next to it. The beds are incredibly good, like very, very high quality. Get in there, lots of satins. Oh, so comfy. There is a little, almost like a thermostat on the side of the bed, which you can twist to go from soft, hard, and then in between there you can like adjust how hard you want the bed springs to be and such. Because, yes, bed springs. Mm. There's heating in the room, which is just how many of the open pipes in the ceiling that you want to have open. You can just flip them closed, and it's going to get a bit cooler in here. And, yeah, it's a decent size. Just a little closet there. And you get complimentary, of course, towels. You can decide yourself what color you get.
Well, okay. Adding to inventory, pink towels.
Nice.
Tasha, on the other hand, mm-hmm. once you enter your room, which has a view higher up, you're on the second floor, so it's up higher, and you look out to the side. You can see the glittering of Woeford in the distance, and the sun just as it sparkles across the ocean as well. You get a little bit more of the island from your point of view, as well as you have your own balcony. Sitting spot out there, you have like at least twice as big a room as the regulars. You have a bathtub, which does have access to the hot springs water, as well as the shower, of course, and much bigger bed. And they, at some point, seemingly, have placed a little complimentary gem on your pillow. And it says, "Welcome back." And it has that little gem there next to it.
Aww.
Very big. Again, you can decide how hard or soft you want the bed to be, but they are happy to have you back.
That's actually so sweet. I was expecting like a little folded paper chocolate like you get, or like a boiled sweet or something, but a gem?
Oh, hell no, yeah. No. They know what Tasha likes.
The more and more we go to things and places with Tasha, the more I feel like she's royalty or some sort.
Well, technically she is.
Huh?
She's among the founding families of this place. She basically is royalty.
Or she's just...
We've been through this.
Tasha's just wild.
Tasha's just here for a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tasha's the kind of president who would take the bus.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like Keanu Reeves on the bus, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you also, of course, have the super deluxe soaps and... a little candy bowl, and of course a cooled chest, aka a mini bar.
Yay.
That doesn't cost extra when you take from it? Wow. It really is a fantasy world.
Yeah,
it's fantasy, it's not that high fantasy.
All right.
Capitalism is still a thing.
Regular room people.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
We're the commoners.
What do you want to do? I have Ulad for healing pod and otter session. Lilith wants the regular or the private pool access, and we have massage, gym access, and the hot room for Krelk.
Is the private area, I kind of imagine it like those Japanese, like, onsens, you know?
Yes.
Just like, yeah, yeah.
Pretty much exactly that, except for more naturally into the stone itself.
Perfect. She's going to immediately just dip into that. Just like, yep, get these stinky swampy clothes off. Let's just dip in. Let's just relax until, like, wrinkly skin.
Yeah, there's definitely been... druids hired here as gardeners, because it's both incredibly beautiful, fragrant, and a unmistakably impenetrable foliage here, as well as just the perfect temperature. Whatever you think is the perfect temperature, that's it.
But it's a little bit better. I love that, and good. We don't need no peeping toms. So appreciate the good thick foliage, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If you inquire about that before going in, like, okay, what really makes the private? Like, oh, we have like pretty much just artillery golems around that are in like sniper positions around the mountainside and stuff.
That makes Lilith and her boobas feel very safe.
Yes, we have to protect the booba.
Protect the booba. Just let your girl enjoy some hot springs without someone creepily looking at her.
Mm.
You just see Tasha in the top, in the window, like in the balcony above.
Is that one of...
Then a red dot just appears on her chest.
No. It's part of the deluxe package.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Is that what Tasha's deluxe pack includes? She just gets to be a peeping Tom for anybody else that she wants.
Oh my god.
They look up Spock. No. Tasha just finger guns at her. No, the
amount of privacy you gets trumped by the amount of money other people spend.
I mean, it's Tasha, so that...
Seems about right.
Look, it's Tasha, so that's fine. It's, like, acceptable, I guess.
No! The amount of, like, icky stuff that indicates...
It's kind of true in real life.
Though. I veto that.
It is.
Yeah, but no, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Full on veto.
All right, so, Ulad, what would you...
Hello.
I would think healing pod would be first thought, but I'll let you decide.
Probably first take a shower, change clothes, and then head to healing pod.
Mm-hmm. You get to the healing pod, which is overseen by a young gnome lady who just greets you. Hello, I'm here to watch over your healing. My name is Mira, and I am here to just be someone you can reach out to if you need it. I'll be here guiding you through the process. It's all very simple, very calming. You can disrobe over there. I will be over here. You lay yourselves down in one of these chutes, and you look, and it's essentially just holes in the ground that the water is very, very, very blue. Again, with that very cartoony blue sort of thing. It's got a headrest where you can lay your head back, but essentially you're in a more standing position than you are floating position, like horizontally, as well as different. If you want, you can move like handlebars or something like closer to you, so you have something to hold on to. They're on little grids, so for larger people, they can have it further forwards, and smaller people can have it further back. But essentially, it's just a tube that you sit in and feel a lot better.
Hmm. That sounds nice. When Ulad's told to disrobe, he, like, as much as you can tell, blushes. And he will do that, but basically cover himself with his wings anyway as he walks over to the, what's it called? The pod.
The pod. But yeah, she waits until she hears you enter the water. Then she comes over, says, "All right, now all you have to do is just relax and calm. Yeah, tell me if you feel uncomfortable or something like that. Would you like candles? We have candles with fragrance. We have candles without fragrance. We can have a few fairies come, buzz around you, if would you like that. They're very discreet, but I would like to at least give you the option if that's what you wish. Anything to make you feel calmer."
"Thanks, just normal candles would be nice, I guess."
"All right.
No fairies, please."
"No, understandable. I'll go get those candles." And she lights the candles, puts them sort of like around you, but not too close, so that you can have the flickering fire, but nothing else is, close to setting any feathers on fire or anything.
Nice. Nice.
And it's like, "All right,
somehow,
well, you're going to be in here for about half an hour. I'll keep time. You don't have to think about anything. All you have to do is just relax. I will cast a spell from where I am sitting over by the desk. It will take effect in the water. The water will start to glow a little bit, but apart from that, nothing will happen except for you letting go of everything that's been bottling up inside of you, okay?"
"Okay, thank you."
And she goes back to the desk. A few minutes later, the water starts to glow a little bit. And as you relax, hopefully, I mean, it's Ulad, so who knows?
You probably would.
You get a full rest immediately.
Oh, damn.
and you are back to maximum hit points, and all spell slots are returned.
Dang. Nice.
But yeah, any thoughts or anything that goes on with Ulad as he lays there?
I think at first he would be quite tense, but if she just chills at her desks and he feels the water starts glowing and I guess feels nice and tingly and relaxing, he will unclench at some point and like basically go all gooey, like, ah, oh, this is very nice. Then like slowly realize I probably never felt this chill. This is very nice, good stuff.
Mm.
But probably not say anything, just enjoy.
There's also, it's sort of like, it's very much you have to use your imagination, but no music is playing, but there's sort of like the feeling of music being played. There's something in the air that's just as if there had been some very calming music being played. But the more like you listen for it, there's definitely nothing there, but as soon as you relax and sort of calm down, it's just sort of as if someone is playing a very calming tune over your relaxing. But yeah, there's definitely no one there.
He at some point catches himself like he catches himself relaxing and goes into a weird, like, I don't know what to call that, but self-reflection part where he goes, usually be asking all these questions like, how is this work? What's happening? What's in the water? But I'm just sort of enjoying it. That's quite nice.
And who's playing those bagpipes? The most relaxing of instruments.
Exactly. But he finds that he's able to sort of let that, basically very meditation, like he finds that he can have those thoughts and just let them go again and just enjoy chill times.
Nice.
Knowing sounds that like he'll probably worry, or not worry, but like wander his brains out tomorrow. Like, where did the music come from? Why do I feel so chill? What's going on? Who do I ask about this stuff?
Sounds like character progression.
Wonderful. I love it. Krug.
Hi.
Hi. Which would you like to do first?
Well, after about the half an hour to 3/4 of an hour of just playing around in my room, finding all the like valves to flip and the water thing to flip, one time, never again. And having like a snack, he'll want the massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then quickly realize he has no idea where that is.
Okay. You start looking around, or do you ask someone?
No, I'll leave and like look around, and if I find someone, I'll ask.
Yeah. You find let's see. Who do you find? you find a dwarf who looks at you, curious.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you like work here?
No. Do you?
No. Do you know where the massages are?
Oh, you've passed them. Just 3 doors down. What's your name?
Oh, yeah, right. Hi, I'm Kral.
He sticks out a hand. Hi, Kral.
I grab it.
You can call me Dennis.
Dennis. Yeah. Making a lot of dwarf acquaintance.
Well, I hope that's not an issue for you.
Nah, you guys are cool.
Thank you. I'd like to think so. Yes, I'm sorry, I won't keep you. Just interesting to see new fellows.
Yeah, We're staying till tomorrow. Three doors down. Which side? Leeway or layway?
Layway.
Aye. Thanks.
He waves.
Bye! I head back three doors and head layway.
Well, right.
Third door layway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get to it. There's lots of scribbles on a sign on the door. You nod, pretending that you read, like, ah, yes, massage.
Knock, knock.
Walking in, you definitely do find what we would recognize as a massage table, as well as a tall elf lady who looks down at you. It's like, hello.
Hey, I'm Kralk. I was getting a massage. Yes.
A massage?
A stroke.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like a stool or would you like to jump up yourself or shall I lift you?
Oh, I've already been to the back. No.
Horrible.
Poop jokes.
I hop up on the table.
Like this?
Yes, and then you take off your clothes. You have this... Wait.
Okay.
You take this, or did he have a towel with him?
No, that's in his backpack up in the room.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little much to expect him to know to bring a towel, but yeah. Take this towel, and then you have that around your waist. Then you lay down with your head down into this hole in the table, and then I will massage your body, and then you tell me if you want it harder or firmer or where you need the relaxation.
Oh, yeah, I can already tell you that. I want you to give me a massage so hard that I'm gonna regret it.
Okay. I need, before you lay down then, she goes over to the desk and picks up a piece of paper and says, all right, I need you to sign this waiver, please.
Okay. I can't read or write, so paw print?
Of course, whatever suits you, sir.
Hi. Splat. Oh, shit, I have a signet ring. too late.
Okay, and just slide down. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, never mind.
My name is Ukina, and I will be taking care of you. Does Croc undress and lie down the way he should? Yes?
Yep.
It's like, okay. What do you know of monks?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, well, this is going to be interesting for you then, as you hear knuckles crack, and then receive a very professional, high-level monk massage, and... It should be pleasurable in a Krelk masochistic sort of way, but but you can tell me, does he enjoy it?
Hell yeah, it's exactly what he wanted.
Yay, I love that.
Somebody just going Hadouken on my back. Awesome.
How does... Dennis was the dwarf, whatever. How did they reply to the skull on his shoulder? Did they question it at all?
Oh, no.
Right.
They signed the waiver. Whatever happens, happens. As long as you're paying, they don't care.
Okay.
I mean, Krelk is essentially a skaven. He's like a rat folk, direling, like horrible, nasty monster. But he paid. And once you pay, it's okay.
Hey, he's Arskaven.
In most societies, I wouldn't be allowed in.
Mm. Kenya, a little different. All right.
That's called open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Finally, moving over to our deluxe receiver, what do you do, Tasha?
Tasha will change into a robe, put her clothes like in the dry cleaning pile. I don't know.
Yeah, of course. To be like cleaning and repairs are part of the package, naturally.
Heck yeah, yeah. And I'll probably just like flump on the bed and wait for Jared. Maybe she'll like draw herself a bath.
Yes.
Put some like nice smelling stuff, some like flowers, candles.
Mm. Any smell in particular?
I was gonna say lemon.
Lemon is a smell.
But I think we'll go with rose, like roses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then there's a knock at door. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Jared.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I just thought you were talking to someone else. No, like I could hear a voice in the background. It might have been Sony's guy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's playing video games. I'm so sorry. I'll get him.
No. It's fine. No. I don't have the brain cell today. Jared walks in and closes the door behind him. Ah, Tasha. So, the matter of the bill.
Yeah, yeah. How much do you want?
135 gold.
Okay. She'll reach into, like, she'll probably pull out a few coins from one of her jacket pockets, and we'll pull out some from like the inside of her rucksack, and we'll get that amount and just like put it in his hand, and then we'll put an extra 3 gold, just like slip it into his pocket or something.
Mm-hmm. Bix, the smile never fades, and he bows. It's like, thank you, Tasha. It's always lovely to have you visiting.
Yeah, I just love coming here. You guys are so great.
Mm.
Oh, I swear, it's been so hard. Oh, girl, you don't understand. It's been so hard. And like these guys, I mean, they keep dying. And honestly, it's so hard for me because I feel like it's totally my job to stop them from dying, but like I'm so bad at it.
Oh my god, girl, dish. And then he sits down on the bed.
Is missing the gossip part of the deluxe package as well?
Oh. Yeah.
No, that's part of his perks as working here.
Ah. Oh, that could also be a thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so Tasha is just gonna proceed to completely just like vent at this guy.
Oh, Jared.
And just like, it's like talk his ear off.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and then the jacket?
Yeah, and I was so sad. Oh. And I had to wear my green one for like 2 days.
Oh no, not the green one.
I mean, I like the green one, but like it just does not fit. It's my vibe at the moment. Mm. Like, oh,
I can tell your vibe it's almost like maroon. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but then, like, I mean, on the plus side, look, it's got this, like, little gem in it now. And it totally works.
Oh, very nice. Did you like the gem I picked out for you as well?
I loved it. I loved it. I saw it when I walked in, and it was just, like, it was just, like, a moment of light in my life.
Oh, absolutely.
You're the best.
Oh, no. I'm doing the bare minimum. Do not worry. You are the bestest guest, of course, always. He'll just continue having a chat with you.
Yeah, so she will just continue talking.
Yeah. And you guys have a nice time. And as we fade out of this episode, zoom out of the building, look out towards the sun that has now almost completely set, the strong orange just burning through the sky, the only colors of blue being those that are coming out of the water pools around the facility. We leave Ulad healing, Krelk going to need healing, Lilith just almost asleep in the hot, hot water, and Tasha and Jared having a lovely chat. And I hope that you guys also had a little bit more of a relaxing time listening to this. And if you want to follow us and find out just how stressful the next episodes are going to be, then you can follow us on the socials. And we'll be posting again next week. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Concern.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you going to do this to us, Connor? Have some chill before stress.
Ah! I can't make it too easy for you guys.
You could, you know?
I could.
You have the power.
Yeah. But I have the power to do the opposite as well.